I'm Taylor Gant with GPB News. As the weather turns colder, cleanup continues from Monday night's powerful storms that came through Atlanta. The National Weather Service confirmed 3 tornadoes, one in South Fulton County and 2 in Harrelson County, touched down late Monday night. An EF2 tornado, which has potential winds between 111 and 135 miles per hour, touched down between Fairburn and Campbellton, according to the National Weather Service. The storm damaged 50 homes with winds reaching 120 miles per hour. The Georgia Aquarium, which is the largest in the U.S., is about to get larger. Expansion 2020, as the project is known, is expected to cost about $100 million. It will extend the aquarium, which is located in downtown Atlanta. During a press event yesterday, Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms credited the aquarium for bringing development to Atlanta's west side.
You all really started the rebirth of this area by believing in downtown, believing in the west side, and now we see what the transformation has been, and it certainly is contagious.
Construction is set to begin in April and is scheduled to be completed in 2020. A Georgia legislative panel has passed an altered version of a controversial immigration enforcement proposal. According to the AJC, Senate Bill 452 no longer requires police officers to detain unauthorized immigrants and transport them to federal detention centers. Instead, the revised bill says they may do so. The House Public Safety and Homeland Security Committee also added a requirement for the state prison system to publish a report every 90 days that lists the immigration status and native countries of inmates who are not U.S. citizens. The Southern Poverty Law Center and Project South have raised numerous concerns about SB 452. The proposal is being supported by gubernatorial candidate and current Lieutenant Governor Casey Cagle. The city of South Fulton has voted to decriminalize possession of small amounts of marijuana. Yesterday, council members passed legislation sponsored by Mayor Pro Tem Mark Baker. It does not legalize marijuana use. Rather, it would only subject those found with less than an ounce to a $150 maximum fine. 11 Alive reports that half the money collected in fines would go to alcohol and drug rehabilitation and prevention programs. Last year, the Atlanta City Council unanimously voted to decriminalize possession of less than an ounce. For 88.5 GPB Atlanta News, I'm Taylor Gant.